Well, many Australians wanting to help the dairy farmers aren't waiting for the government to guide them. As Warwick Long reports, there's been an outpouring of support on social media and in small communities.
People just want to help. In Yarrawonga, at the Terminus Hotel, owner and manager Rachel Young says the offer of a free meal is the least she could do.
It was a spur of the moment thing. I thought, what can we do? So I've offered a free meal and drink for any of the affected dairy farmers in our area or any that may for some reason be travelling through.
Why did you do it?
I mean, I've got two small children and I know how hard it can be when funds are a little tight. You know, if it just breaks that sort of, I guess, that level of tension that might be creeping up, even if just for an hour or two, to bring them out, enjoy a meal and just, you know, let the kids not worry about anything, then so be it. You know, it's a small price to pay.
In Deniliquin, in southern New South Wales, farmers have been asked to provide a list to the local IGA supermarket of who they supply and what products their milk ends up in. It's now on display across the supermarket, and dairy farmer Rachel Napier says the idea works twofold. She feels valued by the community, and consumers are educated about the importance of dairy to nearby families.
We take for granted that we all know each other, but we're not really known in the wider community personally. So I just generated a list of, I spoke to the local dairy farmers and provided a list of who they were and where they lived. And just popped it in the chiller there. So, yeah, I guess people are just getting to know who their local farmers are.
In the Tongala, Kyabram and Echuca area at the end of Victoria's Goulburn Valley, a Facebook page started yesterday has quickly become something more. It's called Do It for Dairy and is the brainchild of dairy farmer Anna Fitzgerald.
You know, I was just sitting there with one of my little kids yesterday thinking how horrible it must be to not be able to put food on the table or know what you're going to pack in their lunches for the next day. So, yeah, I thought, what can we do? And food. So got together with a couple of friends and the page was born and it's gone a little bit crazy.
What happens from here? What are you hoping people do and what happens with the donations?
We've got a number of businesses across Echuca, Tongala and Kyabram that are willing to have donations. We've got donation boxes for people to put donations such as all non-perishable items at the moment, so sugar, tea, coffee, flowers, sanitary items, school lunch items. We are hoping that, you know, people, when they're doing their shopping, that they just even pick up one item.
And others are offering to help as well. Yarrawonga publican Rachel Young says she has told many who are looking to make anonymous cash donations to her or other businesses like hers that there are other simple and maybe more effective ways to do it.
For anybody, it doesn't matter where you live, perhaps go to your local, I don't know, here we've got Hunters, it could be Home Hardware, or, you know, is it your local stock feed agency, or see, I mean, have they got any dairy farms on their list? Is anyone well behind? Have they got accounts there that haven't been cleared for a long time? Or, you know, I mean, there are so many different ways that we can individually help some of these farmers out.
That's Yarrawonga publican Rachel Young ending that report from Warwick Long.